Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, not the star of the show, but the co-host along with the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the man behind Hunter, Land's End, Agent X, Crisis. He's the man that does all this, and the wonderful player from the Rams and other places, parts unknown, who's smiling at us right now, the one and only Fred Dreyer. You're just listening to this like you've never heard your intro before.
Well, you've been missed. What happened to you last week?
Well, you and Mike Gary seemed to have a good show. I tuned in and you guys were talking about the Lakers. My gosh, they're not going anywhere. How could you spend an hour talking about the Lakers?
They're going clockwise down the drain.
Did they hang it up this season for LeBron James? Is he done for the year?
Well, he's tired.
He is.
It's been a tough year. Plus, he's been producing, you know.
Producing movies, not basketball.
He's been producing television shows and movies, and he's going to get an Oscar and a Grammy. What else they have?
He's doing well coming out here, but you should give him a shot because it's the first season for him to try to mesh in with the team. So I'm looking for a big season next year.
Well, look, you can look for it. Yeah, you know, we're all going to go out with our field glasses, yes. And we're going to take a look on the horizon to see if it's coming.
Yep.
But it won't be coming. Okay, it's not going to be coming. Mike Gary and I really hammered this whole thing out for an hour last week.
You did, so we shouldn't get into
it. We can. I'm saying is we just kind of like opened it up, and we get people here responding.
They
to
won
it.
After you guys talked about them last week on the show. They put a few wins together. I don't know if they were listening to the program or not.
Now they start winning because every other team's resting all their players.
That's right. Now they can get some wins in there. It's going to be great. We're getting into basketball playoffs. We're going to get into hockey playoffs.
How about the Dodgers? Dodgers doing
just starting the season, just getting underway. No playoffs in baseball yet.
You mean the playoffs aren't here yet?
No. That's going to be a while away. It's kind of fun to get into the beginning of the season where it's all new and kind of kick the tires, eat the hot dogs.
Because my last Dodger experience was, I think, one of the on game 28, which was the game out in Arizona with the White Sox.
Yeah.
And I woke up drooling. I fell asleep in front of the TV set, and there were people playing for the Dodgers and for the White Sox that I'd never heard of before.
There you go. Your thoughts on that? Give us an email here, freddreyer@crntalk.com. freddreyer@crntalk.com.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. Because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
Trade Pros. Ferguson is committed to making business with us the easiest part of your day. Ferguson.com is designed to help run your business from the office to the job site by making your day-to-day activities easier with 24/7 account access, unmatched online inventory, and on-the-go account management. And with our Pro Plus customer loyalty program, you can earn points with every online purchase, redeemable for merchandise, event tickets, trips, and more. Sign up today at Ferguson.com.
You may tell yourself that watching the world's best basketball tourney on your phone is okay. Heck, everyone else does it. Well, everyone else is wrong. Tiny screens, cell phone speakers, earbuds, nope, nope, and double nope. Basketball belongs to the big screen, so put your phone on pipe down mode and come to B-Dubs where the screens are huge and the fans are you. Your hands will be so filled with wings and beers, you'd be hard-pressed to hold one of those nerdy pocket TVs. Buffalo Wild Wings! Roar! Please drink responsibly.
Let's have a chat about your debit card. The card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
In the Sports Loungers, truly Michael Horn, along with the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so much. Welcome to the show, folks.
The acting legend. Say hi to our buddy Ken Jeffries, radio guy. He's watching us on Facebook
beautiful,
Live. Pam
beautiful,
Anderson
beautiful,
is tuned in.
Great.
Maybe that, is that the Pamela?
Well,
Pamela Johnson. I'm sorry. I thought Pamela, for a second Pam Anderson was tuned into the show.
Well, she might be.
She was watching Mike Gary last week when he filled in, I think. That was the thing. All right, so let's talk a little bit. This is Bruce Bochy's final year.
Yeah.
And what a great manager this guy is. I mean, I'm not a Giants fan by any stretch of the imagination, but I am with this guy. He is a great manager. He knows how to play the percentages. He gets the most out of his team. The Giants might surprise everybody and actually have a decent year if they Bochy gets the best out of them. I mean, he's done for sure. We can't talk him back into maybe he and Mike Socia come back together, tag team managing, something like that.
How about first and third base coaches, respectively?
Oh, yeah.
That would be great.
Wouldn't that be good with Tommy Lasorda as the head man?
Tommy in a wheelchair.
We've got a Tommy Lasorda story coming up.
Oh, I know what that is. Bobblehead doll.
Don't spoil it. We'll get
to it. You asked me.
Well, we got one coming up. I'm teasing it. Here on the now people are going to tune. I go, I don't want to hear that.
What are they going to know about?
Okay, all right. You don't have to get upset about it.
No, it's not a big deal.
Fred's like, and the Christmas when he was a kid, he would peel away the like.
No,
I would
demand my gifts. I'd say, listen, I'm going to bed. When I wake up, I better have I better have a train, a bat,
And then you wonder about your little grandson why he's that way. He's taking after you, little Freddie Jr.
He's got the gene. He's got that gimme gene.
So anyway, is this because, you know, Mike Socia quit last year and didn't tell anybody, and so there was no farewell tour. Will there be kind of a Bruce Bochy farewell tour around the league?
Well, he's on it right now. I mean, you remember,
he played
13 years. He coached 13 years with the Padres, did a good job for
them. He was with the Padres 13 years?
That's right, and then he's now been 15 years with the Giants and won three championships.
What position did he play when he was a player?
Catcher, I think.
Was it?
I think so.
See, catchers make great managers, if that is indeed
the
case.
He's a squatty little guy. So
he's good.
I got to figure.
He looks like he could get angry, like someone could set him off. He's always got – everybody says he's a real nice guy when they meet him because I've never met him. I would like to someday. But it looks like he could be set off by something. And if he does, watch out.
Like you?
Well, you know,
can be set up. I've seen you go.
I was listening to who was I listening to? I think Dan Patrick or The Herd. I was listening to The Herd recently.
Coward.
We love Dan Patrick, by the way. Thank you for allowing us to be on SiriusXM 211 as one
Dan.
Of our affiliates.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you.
But
Dan.
The Herd was talking about some of the old managers and the grumpy old players don't like show-offs that throw their bats when they hit.
Yeah.
And he says, for the most part, fans don't care about it. And I tend to agree. Fans don't care. Throw your bat, do whatever you want to do. But it's the players. The pitcher gets all bent out of shape like you're showing them up or something like that. I say it takes all kinds. There's showboaters in basketball. There's showboaters spiking the ball in football. Why shouldn't you be able to just toss your bat if you want to?
Well, that's what they do.
Well, I know not all of them. Some people, like he was saying, like a Mike Trout, plays within himself and is a real good guy, doesn't do anything that, you know, and then you got the guys that, like Yasiel Puig, that'll throw their bat and do kind of stuff, you know, like that.
Like Harper the other day, he hit a home run in D.C. The Phillies were playing in D.C.
That's right.
He struck out the first time, came up the second time, hit a home run, and then did a preposterous bat flip.
See, now a lot of people would say that he was saying stick it to his old team.
Yeah, that's what he was doing.
Exactly. And so, you know, a lot of people don't like that.
I don't like it.
But the people on the Phillies would like it. Here's where it's embarrassing. One, I was watching a Dodger game the other night, and Max Muncy thought he hit a home run and flipped his bat, and the guy caught it in the warning track. So that's embarrassing when you do that.
He caught his bat?
No, caught the ball. Muncy thought he hit a home run.
I was going to say, if he guy caught his bat,
no, he
his
flipped bat the bat.
He flipped his bat and a guy caught it. I love that guy.
Got into his home run trot, and as he rounded first base, he saw the ball being caught. Make sure it's a home run before you flip your bat.
Muncy's a little too overweight to be trying to hit a home run trot. I don't like fat guys who hit home run trots.
Well, if you're a heavier set gentleman, then I think you hit a home run so you can get around the bases. It worked for the Bambino, Babe Ruth.
Just lumber. You know, he had spindly legs, the Babe.
Well, I'm not saying he made like a formal trot, but the bat toss was like, gee, I just hit a home run.
I just hit a home run.
Yeah.
Premature.
Yeah.
It was a premature trot.
So does it really bothers you, that you as a fan, it bothers you that, Bryce Harper says, here's to you guys?
Well, he's going to have 500-600 at-bats. Are we going to have to look forward to that 500 times?
Well, I think when it gets tiresome for the fan.
It's already
When you know the guy has made millions of dollars and then he's kind of sticking it to his old team. You know, maybe the team was smart for not paying that money to you, Bryce, because let's see how many home runs you're hitting in the dog days of September when the series is on the line. This is the first week.
There's too much to life that baseball players especially, because you can lose yourself in baseball, meaning you can be a 15-year-old, 18-year-old kid and be signed by the Pirates. You can stay in their farm club for 3, 4, 5 years and be brought up through A, C, and D, double X, the leagues, and then finally make it into major leagues and play 20 years in the major leagues, and you're 44 years of age, and then you get a coaching job at first base. And you'll never be out of uniform till the day you die. And the world is defined to those people through their what is autobiographical to their experience in sports. You can't stay, football spits you out. As soon as you finish playing, you know, you have a hard time catching on. You have to really work your way up in football. You know, there's no real, there's no minor leagues or anything like that. But it's an interesting dilemma to see baseball players whose whole life is defined by being secluded away from everyday life that the fans have to live and go through.
Yeah, they should be able to sign autographs, do that kind of thing. You know, in his defense, Puig did soften up later on in his career with the Dodgers and probably now with Cincinnati because, you know, he signed it, became like a fan favorite, even though he was maybe out of control on his throws and stuff. But a guy like Bryce Harper throwing his bat, I could see where that gets the fans kind of ticked off. Here's the deal. You take a great manager like a Dave Roberts, been in the World Series twice now, has lost it, but he's a class act. He loses it with grace. He comes back. He's in the locker room giving comments and talks. And when you think of him as a player, he delivered with great base hits. Hey, those of you in Boston, you wouldn't have your team winning all these World Series if it wasn't for old Dave stealing that base and getting rid of that curse of the Bambino after all those years in that very first World Series run when they came back from the dead in the ninth inning.
They came back four. Three down.
So Dave just does it with class and with heart. And I think, you know, I don't think you put down the Mike Trouts and the Dave Roberts of the world. I think those are kind of the kind of guys you like to see and you pull for them.
Well, look, when we get back, I'll tell some football stories about people grandstanding.
That's what I want.
All right.
That's what I want. We got that coming straight ahead?
Yeah, that's true. You can count on that. Put the coffee pot on, Doris.
We're staying for dinner. Stay with us here. Okay, so you can follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer.
Yeah.
Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Are you on Instagram yet? We got to get you up there. That's where everybody is these days.
I don't know if I'm there or not.
Yeah, we got to get you up.
I'm off Twitter. I just want you to
know
that.
You've gone off for a while here.
I've gone off for a while. Take a hiatus.
Taking a break.
Because I can't take it. There's not enough room for the president and me on Twitter.
We'll continue. It's the Sports Lounge. Fred Dreyer, Michael Horn.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet. Fresh asparagus. Hollandaise on the side. A filet. Medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair. Close your eyes and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003, 800-485-6003, 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. All right, so since we tipped at the we got a problem. You know, a lot of teams are giving away bobbleheads and that sort of thing, and they usually give away once a year at Dodger Stadium. We broadcast from Hollywood, California. They usually give away a Tommy Lasorda bobblehead, but apparently no Tommy Lasorda bobbleheads are going to be given away this time. There's a the Dodgers, the team, are suing a promotions company after they were stiffed out of about 42,000 Lasorda bobbleheads. This story comes to us
through TMZ. This is outrageous, by the way. Go ahead.
It is outrageous.
It is outrageous. No Tommy Lasorda bobbleheads?
I mean, it's a lawsuit that was filed on Tuesday, and it says that the Dodgers entered into an agreement with this Plan P2 Promotions to make thousands of 100%, and these were beautifully hand-painted, break-resistance, poly-resin Tommy Lasorda bobblehead dolls. And they were going to give away these 7-inch figurines at a game later this season, and instead, you know, the problem now is the company never delivered on the goods, the Tommy Lasorda bobbleheads.
Uh-oh.
And so now the Dodgers are suing $175,000 for breaking the terms of the contract. You don't want to get into this where you promise something to a team and then don't deliver. What are we going to do for Tommy Lasorda bobbleheads?
You're going to have to give away some sausage sandwiches. That's what you're going to have to do.
Tommy Lasorda sandwich night?
It's going to be a sausage night at Dodger Stadium.
That's a good idea. You're a genius. You should go on there with
Long Rosa.
What's his name, Long Rosa. As a marketing guru for the Dodgers, shut down the organ, play
yeah,
music.
Look, you can cancel all the bobbleheads you want, but man, but you're
Fred
not
speaks.
Gonna stop the popularity of Tommy Lasorda.
This
so,
is it.
So in commemoration of Tommy,
this is it.
We're just gonna give everybody 42,000 sausage sandwiches.
Sausage sandwich night. These are great.
Oh, come on,
Tommy can be on the screen eating one and telling everybody it's delicious.
Yeah.
This is good.
And we'll have to, and we have a giveaway of a sausage eating T-shirt that has a picture of Tommy
yeah.
eating it, and it has fake stains all
That's
over
good.
It.
Now, have you ever gone to dinner with Tommy? Because he is a riot at dinner. It's kind of like a religious experience. He kind of worships food when he goes there. And I was at dinner with him one night at a very high end restaurant, Napa Rose, and they had this pasta as an appetizer. And it was just it was an appetizer size thing.
I love that pasta, I'll tell you that right
now. He said it just like that. He said, this is good pasta.
This is some pasta.
And then he said,
let me tell you something, Mike Horn. Let me tell you something about this pasta.
He said, they call this a serving. He started to really dig that it wasn't enough. So he ordered two more. He had three.
Oh,
three.
Yeah, he got back at them.
Well, because he wanted a plate of pasta, and he liked that pasta.
Well, he wanted the big one. That's the operative word here. Not a small plate, but he wanted the big plate.
So you're thinking, it's open letter to Lon mm-hmm, Rosen, marketing mm-hmm, genius of the mm-hmm, Dodgers, mm-hmm. to go ahead and come up with Tommy Lasorda sausage night and solve the problem.
Forget bobblehead, go to sausage sandwiches.
This is good. Now, they've got, the Dodgers already have the Walker Buehler figurine. They've got, what else do they have? The Clayton Kershaw. That one has a bad shoulder.
Oh, wait a minute.
You fix the shoulder midway in the season.
Are you saying that that company
Yeah.
is supplying the other bobbleheads.
Yeah, they're coming
instead of
somehow
Tommy's.
They didn't get they've done these. I don't know if this company did it, but companies are supplying these, and maybe it is this company. They got Kenley Jansen. You know this.
Well,
one.
I know all that, but I mean, are those the same company? Is that the same company that's told the Dodgers we can't deliver Tommy's doll?
I think so, but I don't know for sure.
Man,
so
that's not good.
So they've got some bobblehead nights coming up, but so far not a time. If I'm this company, I get these things done. If not, sausage night.
You know,
you're absolutely
you,
right.
You know what the logo for Oscar Mayer Wiener, the Wienermobile.
The Wienermobile, little Oscar in the
You've
Wienermobile.
You've got it now. You've got to kind of co-opt. You got to be careful of copyright. But you got to get a giveaway, plastic sausage mobile with Tommy driving it.
Every kid would want one of these.
Come on.
I'd want one of these.
And here's the deal. The center field gate opens up.
Here comes
the Wiener Mobile.
Right after the national anthem.
That's it. Here comes the sausage mobile.
And out comes
and here comes Tommy. The place goes completely crazy. It drives up to the mound. We go out, six of us, help Tommy out, get him the ball, aim him toward home plate, hold his arm up, kick him in the ass, and let the ball fly toward home plate.
This is going to be great. I love this kind of thinking. Look at it this way. Bruce Bochy, you folks in San Francisco can do the same thing. There'll be a Bochy night next year. Everybody will start copying this thing.
But Bochy's no Tommy Lasorda.
No, but give him a chance to be retired for a while.
Let me tell you something about Bochy. You know, I went out on a hitting spree with him one night in New York City. Are you kidding me? Let me tell you something.
Thank you, Tommy. Hey, thanks so much for being with us on the show. Anyway, that's a great idea to save that night. You are a genius, Fred.
Thanks so much.
It was good. Now, we want to remind everybody, a lot of people are sending you requests for autographs, and you need to have...
Thank you for bringing that up. You know, we love the mail that we're getting because it's just reflective of people liking the show and tuning in, and it gives us an understanding of how to talk to you and so forth and so on. But there's some folks who are, especially from long distance around the world, around the globe,
right,
that are sending just envelopes with a request for pictures. The best way to get a photograph or something autographed from me is to include what you want me to sign.
There you go.
Include it, and then I can sign it over to you anyway, personalize it, and then using your self-addressed stamped envelope, I'll get it back to you.
Yeah, because Fred doesn't have who would want a current picture of Fred? Playing photograph of him, although he is, I bet you. Because people have talked about your health. I'll bet you are very close to your playing weight to this day. Am I right?
I'm a little shy of...
A little shy of it.
About 140 pounds.
So he has to bring it up a little bit.
Yeah,
we got to go on an eating spree at Columbo's. Come on.
I got to get a sausage sandwich over here.
Go to Tommy. Go to the game tonight. Have some sausages.
Let me tell you something about that sandwich.
Ladies and gentlemen, Fred Dreyer in the stands eating sausages with Tommy Lasorda. Yeah, that'd be a great announcement. People cheer you. Fred!
Yeah. And I would pull my jacket off and on the back would say, order this T-shirt for $29.95.
Yeah, I think, I'd do a food show here at the network, and we always talked about being the food slobs, where you could go ahead and wear a shirt and say, hey, remember that stain was here? We got this at, Philippe's
Delicatessen. With an arrow on it.
Yeah.
Explaining it.
It'd be a real nice roadmap of where you've eaten.
And you get a certificate of authenticity.
What is that stain? I don't remember that one. Don't touch it. We'll be back. This is the Sports Lounge.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer, former Rams defensive end. Football season just ended, and you can bet teams are already hard at work scouting new talent for next season. But if you're running a small business, you need to know where to go to find top recruits. LinkedIn, it's where people go every day to make connections, grow in their careers, and discover new job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends the qualified candidates you want to spend time talking to make a quality hire you're excited about.
about. Customers rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting your job opportunity on LinkedIn and visit LinkedIn.com/solution. Get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/solution. Terms and conditions apply.
We're back in the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank
and it's
you.
Time for our email segment of the show here. FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Ray says, so me and my buddies listen to you every week. He says, one suggestion, give more of your locker room memories, Fred. Stuff players told you about the NFL, stuff we wouldn't hear anywhere else. Some of your personal stuff, like you're doing today on the show. And paint a picture of what was like growing up in Southern California. He says, they listen every week in Boca Raton, Florida. Says, thanks for a great show. And he says, in my opinion, Fred Dreyer should be in the hall. Now, Ray, we do put him out there every day, but he keeps getting into Dan Patrick's
chair. I was going to say, the hall is
very aggressive. It's just, that's where he ends up. Now, Pamela has written to you, and she sent a photo of you. I'll hold this up for those that are checking out on Facebook Live and on video. There's a photo of you and your CRN colleague, Robert Davi, in an episode of Hunter. So, Davi was in that show, huh?
Where's Bob? I don't see him.
I don't see him. It's just you.
He's probably off to the left there.
Yeah, probably. It's just you. It's like, and then there's a photo of you and The Beautiful and the Dead. This expression on your face, for those that don't have video, your mouth is kind of agape, and you're looking. You look a little bit like that officer that you're in your most recent movie, where you were with the mustache on and the...
Oh, yes. That's where I got the idea for the role.
It's pretty good.
Sure I did.
Now, Randy says, hi, Mr. Dreyer. I'm a big fan of yours. I love the TV show Hunter. I watched it when I was a kid. Watching it again on my Fire Stick.
Oh.
And he's a huge Rams fan.
Well, great. Thanks so much, Randy. Fire Stick, what is that?
It's from Amazon, the Fire Stick that they use.
Well, I think you can get...
For your TV.
You can get the entire Hunter series on Amazon.
That's true. Chad says, the Hunter binge on Decades is awesome. They're doing that. Gina says, hi, Fred. I hope you're well. If Luigi DeFelice's daughter, Gina.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so you know her. The dad's having ups and downs with recovery, but hopefully he's going to recover on this thing. So God
bless
him.
I'll give him a call, honey. Don't worry.
And all 7 series of Hunters are amazing on Prime. So apparently Evil is telling us all that, too.
Yeah. Well, it's, as time goes on, this show just gets to you. And
it certainly does.
We're...
I can test that.
Whether you like it or not.
You like it or not, it'll get to you. By the way, if you want to email Fred with a nice comment, not anything I would say, email FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
Yeah, you can do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
That's the way to take care of it and make things happen.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com, your team, your community.
You have plenty of pictures in your home, but you've never seen anything like this before. Introducing Easy Tiles, the world's first photo tiles made of sleek and ultra-lightweight glass. Easy Tiles makes it super simple. You use their exclusive app for iPhone and Android to upload as many photos as you like, then they print them on tempered glass. Your order arrives on your doorstep in just days, and that's when the real fun begins, because with Easy Tiles, you'll transform your living space with a gallery wall that will amaze each and every guest. Easy Tiles are even simple to hang. No hammer and no nails. And because they're mounted on small risers, they appear to float on your wall. Easy to order, easy to hang, and guaranteed for life. Now you can save 30% on any size order, plus get free shipping on orders of 4 or more. Just download the free Easy Tiles app at EasyTiles.com and turn your best memories into beautiful glass wall art. Plus, save big now with this special radio offer. That's EasyTiles.com.
Bring on the April showers at Lumber Liquidators. We've got you covered with waterproof vinyl plank flooring all on sale, like malted oak vinyl plank for only $1.42. And all water-resistant laminate is on sale, like new Desert Horizon Elm for only $1.79. Or refresh your home this spring with best-selling hardwood floors on sale. Do it yourself or have it installed for you. Plus, get special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
How many of us have looked at our finances and screamed, how can we make this much and still have so much debt? It just creeps up on us, right? Unexpected repairs, replace the washer and dryer, medical bills, and the killer, those insane interest credit cards you had to use to pay for it. Here's a really smart move that could help you get on top of your finances. Get a fixed-rate personal loan at BestEgg.com. The rates are great right now. Imagine finally being able to pay down those crazy high credit cards and bills and then bank the money you save each month. Consumers have rated Best Egg 4.8 out of 5 stars on Consumer Affairs because of the super easy online loan app that takes about a minute with no impact to your credit score. Upon approval, funds can be deposited in as little as one business day. Get your bills under control, bank what you save, and take control of your finances with a loan from BestEgg.com. Visit BestEgg.com/plan. BestEgg.com/plan. BestEgg.com/plan.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
We are back in the Sports Loungers, truly Michael Horn, along with the all-pro defensive end, played for the Giants, signed up with the Patriots for a while, but did then indeed sign up and play for the Los Angeles Rams for a historic, wonderful all-star career. And, of course, the acting legend and with Hunter and Land's End, and now doing a great job on some of these commercial reads. I'm listening to you these days, and you're sounding pretty good for some of these places. You're the voice of LinkedIn now, Fred Dreyer. And
yep, LinkedIn.
Angelo's and Vinci's restaurant. You got all the major accounts. It's locked in.
That's a good deal.
Some of these guys are looking around going, what the heck's going on?
How'd that guy get there?
You promised football stories, and we're talking about you know, showboating people in baseball, and now you're going to tie it into your career, Fred Dreyer, in football. So what do you got for
us? I only tell these stories to give people background of not only my path through all this idiocy in the world of sports, but also to draw analogies. We're talking about people today, especially today. I mean, imagine if we had Facebook and all the all this electronic media and this explosion of things back in 1969 when I was drafted by the Giants. So, but when I got to the Giants in the summer of 69. You know, I walked into an organization that was steeped in tradition. There weren't showboats. This was the flagship of the National Football League, and people were reserved. It was Frank Gifford, Kyle Rote. It was Y.A. Tittle. It was Jim Katcavage. It was Sam Huff. It was all Spider Lockhart. It was all these guys that really set the standard of how to play, and they played very well, but they didn't win a lot of games. So when I got there in 69, they had just come off of 67 and 68, where they were 7-7. They played 14 games in those days. So it was an interesting thing to walk into that environment where there was such a starchy feel to a team that was losing. It was a great, it was they call it the flagship because they won all these championships. They played in the greatest game, you know, with the Baltimore Colts in 1958 and 59 and 60. And they got beaten by the Bears in 63. And from then on, it just went real quickly down the drain. So when I got there, I walked into a hornet's nest, as it were, because I brought with me a pair of white football shoes.
What?
And in 1969,
nobody had white.
One person in the league had their white shoes.
Who was that?
Joe Namath.
And so you brought white. That sounds like you.
So now figure this was really funny. Now figure this out. Imagine the year before. In 68,
right.
Joe Namath just set New York on fire.
Yes.
The Giants were mediocre. They were barely .500 team. The Jets were just screaming the most popular. They were the Mets were winning the World Championship.
Oh, yeah.
The Mets were going crazy. The Jets were going berserk. And the Giants weren't doing anything.
They
were going down the drain.
So with white shoes.
So I get drafted. And so in my duffel bag, I brought with me a pair of spot-built
yes.
white shoes.
Yeah.
So I picked out during the season, I picked a time to put those shoes on.
You didn't do it at the first game then, huh?
No, I kind of crept up on everybody. I just walked out in them.
And what?
But the funny thing about it was is that we were at home playing the Phillies or something, Philadelphia, and we're at Yankee Stadium, and I came out with these white shoes on, and I remember coming up on the steps to go up out and run out onto the field, and I looked down. And I don't know if it was my anxiety or my questioning my motive to put these shoes on, but they looked like they were glowing. They looked huge, and they looked like circus shoes.
People adjusting the black and white on their TV sets.
They were, yeah, all of a sudden, contrast. Here come these two pair of white shoes. And people are thinking, they have to be thinking, what does this idiot think he's doing? Nobody wears white shoes except Joe Willie, and he's a jerk.
We got Mr. White Shoes with us in studio. Fred Dreyer, it's the Sports Lounge. We'll be back with more. Stay with us. Is getting a full night's rest a struggle because your sheets won't stay in place? Do your sheets make you hot at night, causing you to toss and turn? I've been there, but not anymore. Thanks to MyPillow's Giza Cotton Sheets, I'm getting a full night's rest without the hassle of fixing my sheets. Giza Cotton Sheets by MyPillow are made with the world's best cotton. It's called Giza, G-I-Z-A. It's grown only in a small area near the Mediterranean Sea. Its cotton is so super smooth and breathable, and they're extremely durable, made with deep pockets that'll fit over any bed. And just like those MyPillows we love so much, our Giza sheets are made right here in the USA with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. Go to MyPillow.com and order your Giza sheets today and receive 30% off and free shipping when you use the promo code WINNER. That's right, free. That's MyPillow.com and promo code WINNER. Get yours today. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code WINNER. Meanwhile, back in the Sports Lounge, yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the one and only All-Pro defensive end and acting legend Fred Dreyer. What are you eating again on the show?
I'm not eating.
Oh, you look like you were salivating over something.
Well, I could.
Those of you on video, we do this show, by the way, on Roku, on CRNTalk.com, Tiki Live, and Facebook Live. You can tune in and watch the show as Ken Jeffries are doing, and Marina is, I think, watching the show and listening to it. Martina Hunter. By the way, any relation to Rick Hunter?
Who? Martina?
Yeah.
Not that, that I know of. I'd have to do some research. I could get that for you by the end of
the show.
Both
named Hunter.
Or certainly next week.
We get letters and we have emails and we're going to get to those. We do have a letter here. This, though, comes to us to show the vast expanse of the Fred Dreyer audience here on the Sports Lounge with you every week at this time on Sports Byline, CRN Talk, and Sirius XM. We've got a letter here from the Czech Republic. My homeland. Those are my people.
One of my favorite Eastern Bloc countries.
Yes. He says, Mr. Dreyer, I greet you. I think it's, yes, it is Martin here. I greet you friendly. My name is Martin, and I live in Turnov, a small city in the Czech Republic. Excuse, please, me and my English, because my English is very bad. I think it's better than most.
So is mine.
Yeah. Listen to the show for a while, Martin. I'm your big fan and faithful admirer. I consider you great and wonderful. You are amazing. I like very much for your work. You are, for me, really professional.
See, I told you, Mike.
Go to dinner with us. Go to dinner with him sometime.
I told you.
Watch him try to steal salmon from your plate. I like all movies and TV series in which you act. From all of them is, for me, one heart thing, the TV series Hunter. I love it. I know all the episodes. You are amazing as Rick Hunter. This is the best TV series in the world.
See,
and he's writing to you from the Czech
Republic.
Believe
me, that show's around 100. It's in 100 countries. Go ahead, Mark.
I thank you very much for Hunter. Dear Mr. Dreyer, you are my big pattern. I know all your nice career. I have read about you. Too many information. I like you, and I pride you so much. For me, it's a very big honor. I can write you this letter.
That's beautiful.
And so he says, I hope you give me big pleasure. I'd like to request for an autograph. And did you write an autograph to him, I hope, for gosh sakes? He says, your autograph for me is very rare. Obviously, have you ever been to the Czech Republic?
I've not been to the Czech Republic.
Yeah, Martin invited him. Have him stay at the house.
I love their tanks.
Feed him some Nedlicki and Zelli, some pork and dumplings and sauerkraut.
That really sounds good.
Dill gravy, tomato gravy. He says, thank you very much. I'll be happy and grateful to you to fulfill my request. Thank you so much for reading my letter. And there goes Martin. He's from the Czech Republic.
Martin Adamel.
Do you know they have the best beer in the Czech Republic?
I've had some of the beer at your house.
The original Budweiser is in the Czech Republic. There's a couple of brothers, I think, and they split off. One guy went to Germany, and the rest is history, came to the United States and made that stuff they call Budweiser.
Yeah, I don't think he left voluntarily, though, but that's another story.
I think that's true. And then this Budvar, it's in Český Budějovice. It's made with the water, Budějovice, the water. And you can't find Budweiser in the Czech Republic. And Budvar, sold outside of the Czech Republic, is called Czechvar. And you can get that here in the United States.
I'll bet you Czechvar.
Tommy,
I'll bet you that.
With that sausage of yours.
With that sausage. Let me tell you something. That sausage in a big bucket full of sauce.
Very good.
I'll bet you that Czechvar Martin Adamley, that Czech Republic.
It's good stuff.
I'd get a tank and drive around eating sausages all day.
Now, the Stanley Cup playoffs coming up, they're getting going, and apparently people want to change everything in baseball, football rules and everything. They wanted to change the NHL, the divisional postseason system. They wanted to revert back to the 2013-14 season, but there's been a backlash by fans, and so the players have voted now, with the playoffs right around the corner, have agreed to extend the current format through this season, at least. So that's good. So they were going to realign to a four-division format like they did in 2013-14 and put the top three teams from each division in the playoffs. They might as well have this another season if they do that. But who knows? Maybe the Kings could get in. I should look at this. Let me read it upside down, see if they can get in there.
Well, didn't they at one point in time have it, if you came in under 500, you still got into the playoffs?
Well, you could, if depending on what's going on, the rules in the division, some could. What if they win the Stanley Cup? The Kings were the eighth seed one year, and that was the first time they won the Stanley Cups. They came back and won everything. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Bob Miller was still announcing at that time, our Hall of Fame buddy.
Hope Bob's all right.
Jim Fox, who was got his wine, his Patinet wine, which is not available in the Czech Republic, by the way.
Maybe we should introduce it through the show.
If you want to email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com is the way to go. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. That'll take care of it. So, again, whatever your thoughts might be. And again, you think, just to bring this up a little quick, Bob Guerin, you really think might be the next Giants manager?
That's when you take a look at the pieces, San Francisco, Farhan Zaidi. Very familiar with the Dodgers, and they like him very much. And it would be a big loss for the Dodgers.
It sure would.
But it would be, I think, the right move to make.
Well, let's hope not.
Put him up there in San Francisco.
You know, they were talking to the former Dodgers GM, Ned Colletti, for that giant job, but Farhan Zaidi got it.
Let me just interject something.
Yeah, please.
A little birdie. I have a little bird. I have several birds all over town that occupy trees. Anyway, several little birdies told me that once Farhan Zaidi was hired by the Giants, that accelerated Bochy out as manager.
Wow.
Because he doesn't like...
Metrics. I'm with you, Bruce Bochy. I told you I liked him as a manager.
See? How about that information, ladies and gentlemen?
Take those metrics away from the Dodgers. That's maybe why they're winning a couple of games. We'll be back. It's the Sports Lounge.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean? Europe? Hawaii? Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Final segment of our show today. Michael Horn along with the one and only Mr. Frederick. So you wore those white shoes.
Yeah.
And you came out on the field. What did your teammates say about the white shoes?
They just stared at me, and they said, "So you're actually going to do this, huh?" I said, "Yeah, sure, it's going to be great. Don't worry about it."
Did all season long, were they wondering when you were going to wear the white shoes?
No, nobody knew about it. Okay. I pulled them out of my bag, and they were brand spanking new Spot Builds. They were great shoes. And Spot Builds had the extra thick leather sole, and they were made beautifully. Those Spot Builds were really made like this. You could, and forget the weather, but you could ostensibly wear the same pair of shoes all year. I did in college.
I wore
Spot Builds.
Did you ever in the weather? Did they get bad or anything?
That's why you can't. That's why you have to rotate shoes all the time.
Yeah, because you get them dry out or something. Especially on the East Coast. But did anybody, like an announcer for the team or anything, have a comment? Hey, dryer, where'd you get those shoes?
Yeah, I'd say none of your business.
That's good.
See.
Now you have that pair of pink and sort of lime green shoes that you got on Battle of the Network Stars that you wear from time to time.
Yes,
sometimes to dress the occasions, I've noticed.
Yeah, well, I wear it with a dark suit.
Notice.
And you notice that.
Yeah, do you get comments on that?
No, actually, people don't notice it, actually.
They don't?
No.
Okay, so they're quite the eye-opener, but I guess you get used to it after. They're comfortable, right? Is that the deal?
Extremely comfortable.
Yeah.
Can you imagine walking around like you were done last week?
Yeah.
Walking around with hard shoes on?
I actually used...
Tennis shoes?
I didn't. I actually put street shoes on like an idiot.
You did?
Because I was going to meet people, yeah.
Well, that's okay.
But I was walking the hallways at this National Religious Broadcasters Conference.
No.
It was, you know, that's a lot
of
walking.
That could throw your thinking off.
It throws everything off.
Yeah, everything.
All right, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And don't forget to email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. That's the best one to get through to him. FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
Yeah.
Send the things you want him to autograph, send it to him, and supply an envelope to return things
to him. Yes, please. If you send it to me, I get it, you'll get it back.
Final thoughts from you?
Just send it to me, I'll sign it, and you'll get it back.
That's the final thought. We'll see you next week.
If you missed something from today's show, you can find it now on iHeartRadio Talk. That's iHeartRadio.com/talk.